B-Pod Studios.
Mike Missanelli, 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station. We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missanelli show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly, where Haiti's the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. All competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like the opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock ya.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is Mike Missanelli Show Wednesday. You know what that means? General Knowledge Wednesday. A chance to win some really nice stuff. But what do we have? We have a conspiracy theory going on here with the Philadelphia Eagles. Is that what it's leading to here? I got a story in front of me here by Tim McManus. Eagles injury plague leads to canceled practice. Huh? What? What do you mean canceled practice? It's Wednesday. You got the Detroit Lions coming in. What does it mean injury plague leads to canceled practice? The guys that are injured, we know, aren't going to play, right? Jackson's not going to play. Alshon's probably not going to play. Goddard probably not going to play. Why wouldn't you practice other dudes? I don't get it. I'm confused by this story here. This is the version of load maintenance. Is that what the term is? Load maintenance? What is it? Management. Load management. Sorry. Load management. I don't get it. Listen, here's the way the NFL works. You play the game Sunday, you come in Monday, film. Tuesday, you're off. Wednesday, you're off. So Friday, they don't really do anything. There's one day of practice. That's not acceptable to me. Listen, I know the NFL's gotten softer, and they have all these rules. Why would you not practice? So you got to have Arcega Whiteside and Mac Hollins in the lineup. Whoever it is, get him practicing with the guy. So this leads to the ultimate question. Is this a cover-up? And we've been talking about it all day here on the radio station. Is this a cover-up that Carson Wentz can't practice? And if Carson Wentz can't practice, and he misses practice, and they have practice, that's visible to people. And here comes the alarm coming out. It makes a lot of sense that Wentz might be a little banged up, Tyrone. Is that the way you read it?
No.
No?
No. That's not how I read it.
All right, well, how do you read it?
I read it in that I think that some of the guys that, one, he's saying that these guys are day-to-day, and he won't say for sure that the other guys other than Jernigan won't play. So that I think that's part of it. Two, the Colts and the Packers are also did it today on the same day. So if I'm to think that Carson's hurt, I would have to then assume that other important players on these other teams are hurt without me knowing that. So I can't go all the way there. I think it's a mix of this new sports science thing, and I also think it's a mix of some of these young guys not having a clue what to do, and I think they feel like they need to strip it down to get those guys up to speed, and they might not be able to do it.
Where do you get them up to speed? In a classroom? Where do you get them up to speed on a football field?
If the Eagles were the only ones doing it,
let's take that concept. Are the Colts and the Green Bay Packers in the same situation with guys being hurt?
I don't know.
We know that the Eagles are hurt.
Yes.
Right? But so because they're hurt, they got to have backup players play. What sense does it make not to have backup players play and practice?
I hear you, but I don't know why.
Aaron Rodgers is a longtime veteran. He doesn't need to practice. Carson Wentz would need to practice with new guys. It doesn't make any sense at all. There's got to be something to this.
It could be.
They don't want the quarterback to miss practice. Here's the theory, and you can believe it or not, and it's just a theory, but it makes a lot of sense. If the quarterback is banged up, he can't practice. I know he's going to wear a red shirt, but if he's got, like, banged up ribs, he can't even take a snap. You got to rest him. But if you rest him, the whole world sees. And also, here we go again. Carson Wentz banged up. The Eagles don't want that. They don't want that kind of scenario. There is no reason why, coming off a loss, you should not practice for the Detroit Lions. You're taking it for granted? You got one day of practice? That's good enough? One full day of practice. Thursday. They're not going to do anything on Friday.
They could do something. Maybe they shift around the schedule. I don't think they'll do stuff on Fridays.
The NFL teams practice hard on Fridays. No, they're going into the weekend. They're not practicing hard on Fridays. So where's one day of hard practice? Oh, here's the game plan, fellas. Let's practice it. Doesn't make any sense, man. Seriously. This is alarming to me. This early in the season, you cancel a practice? Coming off a loss, you cancel a practice? When you need backup players to play and get involved with first-team reps, you cancel a practice? Come on, man.
Yeah, I don't blindly just think that Carson's hurt. I think he's probably sore, but I don't think he's hurt.
I don't know what it is, but it seems that this is not good. This is not good. At the very worst, you're taking a team for granted. At the very best, you're saying, okay, we're going to let our guys heal in case they can play Sunday. But we already know, like, they're not going to play Alshon Jeffery and DeSean Jackson. If they haven't announced that they're good enough to play by now, they're not going to play.
No, if you do a walkthrough and then they're able to practice tomorrow, then they'll play.
I don't know, man. I don't like it.
I know. You don't like it.
I don't like it. I don't like the headline. Eagles injury plague leads to canceled practice. Now, I know the headline in this story, but this is Tim McManus' story. And here's what the head coach said. Number one, with the guys that are a little nicked up who have a chance to play in this football game, I want them to get the rep in practice. Normally, we go a padded day. Well, then have the padded day with the backups. Like, what good does it do to not practice? You can take advantage of the backups getting some reps in a padded practice, and if they don't have to play on Sunday, then they don't play. But what sense does it make not to have them indoctrinated?
Doesn't make any sense, man. I don't necessarily think he thinks those guys are out for sure. And if this leads to DeSean or Alshon playing, if they are out,
hold on. They're not going to practice. Keep on the sidelines. If they are out on Sunday, you got guys that are practicing on Wednesday who have to play. What sense does it make to keep the backups who might have to play out as well as the injured players?
I don't know, but if you get one of them back, to me it's worth it because those guys can't play.
But am I speaking Greek here?
You're assuming that Alshon's not going to play.
Natalie, is Greek coming out of my mouth?
I hear English.
You hear English. Do you hear logical English?
I do, but I can see where Ty's coming from.
I don't see it at all.
I do.
I don't see it at all where Ty's coming from. If a guy's injured, he can't practice, then he can't practice. But if he can't practice, some of his backup can practice. And if you need the backup, that backup is taking advantage of one day of practice.
I think it's a little weird. I think it's weird, but I don't know if there's necessarily a conspiracy theory behind it.
When two other teams in the NFL did it on the same day, I'm to think the Eagles is a conspiracy theory.
I don't care what they did. I don't care what the Colts or the Packers did. I'm looking at my situation. My situation is this. I got three receivers that might not play on Sunday. One definitely won't. Two of them are iffy. If two of them are iffy and I got a chance to indoctrinate backups in a padded practice with the ones, it's a no-brainer. Now, if you can't practice with the ones, it probably means the quarterback can't practice with the ones. I don't know. That's only logical thinking. I'm not inside the brilliant mind of Doug Peterson.
We'll see how it goes. I'm less concerned than you.
I'm highly concerned.
I know.
All right. Phillies. They won last night. They kept the dream alive, Tyrone. And I know you mocked. All you did yesterday was mocked Slugger Jose Perella.
Slugger?
And my man goes second tank on you.
He does. He did.
For the decisive blow.
Yeah, I still stand by it.
See, Gabe had a hunch, and he played it much to the chagrin of you.
Yeah. And you know what? I still think it was a mistake, but you got away with it. You got lucky. Good for you. The dream is still alive. And if you follow up with another win today, Who knows what happened? Because now you're only, what, 3 in the loss column, 4 overall, but that doesn't matter this time of year. 3 in the loss column. If you win again tonight.
Not only that, but 4-inning Vinny, a mess in the first inning, makes a deal with the devil in the dugout after the inning, and the devil grants him several successful innings.
Yeah, Vinny showed me something. I like Vinny.
Vinny, Sean Rod, Perella. How's that? And they're still in it.
They're still in it. And at this point, after the terrible weekend, I'm surprised we got the Wednesday and they're still in it. So bravo, Phillies.
And now you got to yank Perella out of the lineup because they're throwing a righty.
Well, yeah.
Oh, can't even use him again. He's hot.
You can play Sean Rod again if you want. Play Rodriguez again.
Oh, but God. I can't even carry on this charade. It is General Knowledge Wednesday right here on the Mike Mastelli Show. Here's how it works. You know how it works, right? You've been playing General Knowledge Wednesday for several years now. General Knowledge Trivia is brought to you by Farron Electric. If you have electrical issues in your home, trust the experts at Farron Electric to keep your family safe. Call or visit FarronElectric.com for an estimate. Each hour, one person who gets a question correct will win a $50 gift card to Hooters. Now, how are we going to do this? So suppose we have four people that get a question in the 2 o'clock hour, which is highly unlikely. But suppose we get four correct answers. Are we going to pick them at random?
At random.
So at random.
There'll be 25% chance of you winning in that scenario.
All right, so you can catch all the football action at Hooters this season. Enjoy game day specials all season long. All the games, all the wings all season at Hooters. The grand prize today. One pair of tickets to the brother-friendly Hella Mega Tour. Not like Skeletor. It's the Hella Mega Tour.
Who's on that tour?
The Hella Mega Tour 2020 features headliner those little scoundrels Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer. Now, Tyrone, you like two of those three bands.
I do.
I'm not going to tell the people which two you like.
Yeah, but I do like two.
You like two of them, so you would go to this concert.
I absolutely would go to this concert.
All right, this is Saturday, August 29, 2020, at Citizens Bank Park. This is a big deal.
Yeah, they're doing
Green Day brings them in.
They're doing a big arena tour all over the country.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
tickets
wow.
Go on sale starting this Friday, September 20th at 10 a.m. Pre-sale tickets are available this Thursday on September 19th from 10 a. to 10 p. if you use the password radio. All right, here are the categories, Nat. I know you're always interested in the categories.
I sure am.
We're going. I'm making it easy today. Multiple choice general knowledge.
Ooh, that's kind of you.
Yeah, kind of me. General knowledge, multiple choice. So you should be able to get that.
Mm-hmm.
Famous people, dead or alive.
Okay.
I give you a famous person, you go alive or dead.
Oh, that's easy too.
It is easy.
Yeah.
Then it's 1980s movie co-stars. I'm going to give you the co-stars of a movie. You're going to give me the movie. And then if you're newer school, 2010 movie co-stars.
Oh, I like this. These are great.
There you go.
Good ones.
Very friendly today. Very fair.
Yes.
610-632-0975. That's how you get in. It is the Mike Mastelli Show right here. 97.5, the Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Mastelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Fanatic.
Ah, it's 2:20, Mike Mastelli Show, 2 o'clock hour. It's brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention, all landscapers! If you're looking to reap, I missed this. I messed this up again, man. What's wrong with me?
It's okay.
It's going to redo.
I've only been doing the 2 o'clock sponsor for how many years?
10.
Yeah. Ferguson HVAC line Conklin brings us the 2 o'clock hour. Attention HVAC contractors, visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. But it's only because I was in a hurry to get to the Twitter poll, which is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention on landscapers looking to repower a zero turn or a walk behind mower. Moyer has the best deals around for an edge replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. We have over 900 votes on this one early. Do you think the Eagles are hiding something by canceling practice today? 27% say yes, 73% say no.
73% buying into no conspiracy theory. That's all right. I didn't tell me why you would cancel practice. Tell me. Give me a logical reason on why they would cancel practice. Because there's no logical reason for it. There's none. Guys that are hurt won't practice anyway. Guys that may need to play will practice. That's beneficial.
I think also these guys are banged up. They got back 4 a.m. And that's what the Packers cited for their reason, which is similar to Doug about guys being banged up. And I don't necessarily think they wanted to put pads on guys, so you alter practice week. Usually it happens later in the year, but they just coming off a physical game.
Mm-hmm.
So I honestly don't think there's a lot of fire there, personally.
Okay, that's fine. By the way, Natalie, did Trump daughter just do a boo-boo? So there's some news story out there?
The reports, Trump daughter? A Washington report, Washington Post report states that Ivanka used her personal email to send government news.
You mean the
government business?
The Hillary email scandal? Sort of. Same type of thing?
Seems to be along those lines.
Oh, my. I was already involved this week with Trump wife, who tweeted about Mariano Rivera.
Because he
received the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Yes, he's a big Trump fan.
Let me just say this to people, with all due respect to the lovely Mrs. Trump. She wouldn't know Mariano Rivera from the Riviera. All right? Come on. Seriously. That's great, that Mariano Rivera. What's he do again? All right, let's go to the phones. Mike in Philly. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Yeah, hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
The word for the day is subterfuge.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the Eagles subterfuge that was not being bought by the Eagles, most Eagles fans, use it in a sense. So, I believe Carson is hurt.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, well, listen, he might not be hurt. Maybe he's banged up and unable to practice. So if you're unable to practice, people see all your, oh, my God, then they sound the alarms. So if you're the Eagles, you go, do I want alarms sounded about my quarterback? It's just as easy to cancel practice.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's hurt, but he's banged up. He's sore.
Yeah.
He's sore as hell. I felt that hit.
If you can give me a logical reason on why you would cancel practice, then I say, okay. There's no logical reason.
I feel the same way with you, Mike. There is no logical reason coming off a loss.
And it's the second game of the year. Now, like, into the schedule, 7 games in. Yeah, all right, my guys need a Wednesday break. Boom.
Yeah.
Really? After 2?
No. I'm not buying it.
All right, so listen, I don't have any problem. The quarterback will be fine on Sunday. He'll play. I just think it's a little odd that you would cancel a practice.
It's not good that they tried again. They tried with this playing games with us.
They're so afraid. See, here's the thing: you can't be afraid if the guy's banged up. Yeah, he's a little too sore to practice. All right. I mean, you bite the bullet. And if people are going to say, "Well, he's fragile," and you go, "No, he's not. He's just he just got banged. He took a shot to the ribs. We're having extra caution."
Exactly.
You know? Exactly. No muss, no fuss.
Yeah. One quick question for you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Comes out. Is it easier to draft a physical linebacker or a physical cornerback? In your opinion.
Why do you ask?
Because I'm thinking the Eagles need to change their philosophy. If they can't get the right cornerbacks in there, why don't you try getting better linebackers to help them?
Yeah, linebackers can't help corners.
Well,
linebacker occasionally will be called on to cover a tight end or a bubble a route.
What I'm saying is not necessarily help defense, but help the defensive line get to the quarterback, which in turn will help
see,
the quarterback.
You got to get up to date, man. The linebacker is a devalued position.
I don't know what to do then, Mike.
You're too old school when linebackers mattered.
Listen.
You want a general knowledge question to start things off? Multiple choice general knowledge. I mean, this is like a layup.
Yeah, okay.
All right, here is the question. What was the first planet discovered with the use of a telescope? Was it A, Jupiter, B, Pluto, C, Uranus, and D, Saturn? Which one? Oh. First planet discovered with the use of a telescope. You have a 25% chance to get this right.
I'm going to say Pluto.
That's incorrect. Sorry. Natalie, you raising your hand in there?
Yes.
You know this answer?
I believe so.
What is it?
I think it's Uranus.
It is Uranus.
Woohoo!
Congratulations.
Thank you. My astronaut prep.
How is Uranus these days?
It's still up there.
Is it up there?
Yeah.
All right.
That's a violation.
Still shining bright in the sky.
Well,
guys,
okay.
I can't believe you guys are disparaging the gas giants like that.
Yeah, I forgot Uranus is a gas giant.
Yes.
Did I just ask you about Uranus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can talk about Uranus freely.
All day long we could do that. That and the other gas giant.
All right, that's good. Gene Doylestown. That's so sophomoric. Gene, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gene.
How are you today, Michael?
What's up, Gene?
Same stuff, different day. Thanks for taking my call. I was befuddled by Doug's press conference today when I heard him say that Mac and TJ, or Sega Whiteside, whatever his initials are, might play this weekend and they might see more time, because I'm curious as to who's playing if they're not. Are we still putting it out there that, you know, Deshaun might play? And
Sean's not going to play. We know that. The other two may play, but we haven't heard yet definitively about Alshon and Goddard.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, here's what he said, and we have the sound. We'll play the sound a little later. He says, after he said, number one, with the guys that are a little nicked up who have a chance to play in this football game, I want them to get the rep in practice. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? So when they're ready to get the rep, they get the rep. And in the meantime, the backups get the rep. And then he goes, and two, we have some young guys who might have to play. And they're also servicing the defense or the offense on the scout team. And so this way, it allows everyone to still practice and maintain their focus and get our work done that we need to get done today. The hell does that mean? You like cancel practice. What work are they getting?
I'm befuddled. I don't understand.
Listen, we're not stupid. What kind of a quote is that?
Hey, I might not have won a Super Bowl, but I am not stupid. You're right.
All right, man. All right, here we go. Famous people, alive or dead?
Oh, boy.
Willie Nelson, alive or dead?
Willie Nelson is... Oh, I got a 50-50 chance here. Willie Nelson is alive.
Correct! Hold on a second. You qualify. Willie Nelson's still kicking.
Yeah.
Can you explain this quote to me? And two, we have some young guys who might have to play, and they're also servicing the defense or offense, and so this way it allows everyone to still practice and maintain their focus and get our work done that we need to get done today. Huh?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what it means is they're doing their install and walkthrough fashion so that Deshaun, because he's not ruling Deshaun out. He said Deshaun is day-to-day. Today he didn't. We got the reports.
Oh, really?
He's not ruling any of these guys out. He's not. So when they do their walkthrough reps, they can have Alshon and JJ next to each other. They can have Hollins and Jackson next to each other, both during the walkthrough. If it was practice, those two guys would have to be out because they're not up ready to practice yet. That's what he's saying. That doesn't mean that he's right, but that's what he's saying. He's saying that they could do those reps simultaneously and learn all the install this week in a walkthrough fashion. But if they had to do practice, Deshaun, Alshon, and Goddard wouldn't be able to do it. So you could have him and Ellis. They could be next to each other in a walkthrough situation, but they couldn't do it in a full live practice situation. That's what he's saying. So you're able to do both. You get the everybody gets the install, and nobody takes the physical pounding.
What physical pounding are we talking about practice?
Well, they got pads on. They pop in practice.
They're not hitting each other.
No, they pop in practice. They don't take to the ground. They pop in practice. They're not doing any popping this week. At least today, I should say. They're not doing any popping.
I would think that J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Hollins need some popping.
But then you, then Jackson.
And I would think Alex Ellis needs some popping.
I agree with that. But then Goddard, Jackson, and Alshon don't get the install for the offense that day. So a way to do that is by doing the walkthrough style. Everybody gets the information, and then whoever's physically able is the one who plays.
All right. Okay.
That's why Green Bay did it, so guys wouldn't take the hits today. I'm saying that's why they did it, because they're all banged up, they said. So they did it so that multiple guys can still get the install, and then you'll figure out who plays.
I hope they're okay with one day of practice. The line has gone down a half point.
6.5? Well, with them injuries, I'm not surprised.
Andy in Denver. Andy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andy.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Andy?
So I just wanted to talk about what I think the Eagles should do with these injuries, at least this year or this week. I think we need to feed Howard big time. I think we need to start using RPOs again, at least in the short term, because it'll help the wide receivers create space because they're not as talented. They're younger wide receivers. And I think, when we call them the Foles plays, the quote Foles plays, I think we need to kind of simplify the offense a little bit until we have our full strength. It's going to look a little bit more.
How's everyone doing?
RPOs are a little dangerous with this quarterback banged up, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. And the other thing I would, so.
You want him to get less hits, I think. On RPO, he's going to get cracked.
Well, can we put Dillard on the field in that number two tight end spot for big jumbo packages to keep a guy in?
Well, I would think that they could do that. I would like to do that if Goddard can't play. I think they could tweak that a little bit, but I wouldn't go the RPO route.
Really? And then I'd also say, that read option in terms of hits, the one he ran on fourth down, first of all, he's diving head first. It's like the Rams game. I'm like, he's going to get sandwiched. He didn't even pick up the play. I'm like, I don't want to see Wentz RPOing or read optioning at all. I don't want to ever see him run the read option.
You just said that you wanted it.
The RPO is that's what I want to see. I want to see the that's almost play action. I'm talking about the read option where he keeps it and runs.
The read option is he's got the ball in the belly and then he reads. And if he reads, then he throws
to a wide receiver, right?
Yeah, but you have to have the threat that he's going to carry it with the read option to be successful. If he's not going to carry it, then
like a play action type thing.
No, it's more than that. You're trying to give the defense the impression that the quarterback may keep it.
Oh, well then, never mind.
All right, now, you want a general knowledge question?
Yeah, real right. quick. I was wondering if you could unblock me on Twitter.
What did I block you for? Did you say something?
So last year after the Cowboys game, all I tweeted, and you can look it up, it was just Mikey Mush, which you kind of did Mush that
game. Yeah, see, if you go Mikey Mush, if you go Mikey Mush from me, you're out.
I'm out forever? All right.
You lose.
No, well, first of all, I don't know how to unblock you. So if, like, a hard, fast rule, if you go Mikey Mush me, you're out. But I'll look into it.
Okay.
All right, because I really don't know how to unblock.
I'll show you.
All right. I'll look. Andy, what is your name? What on Twitter?
AndyCat3.
AndyCat3?
Yep.
Okay, I should block you just for having AndyCat3. But all right, I'll look at it, Andy. Okay, yeah, well, you're in Denver, so you can't have a general knowledge question because it's about the concert here.
Don't unblock.
Don't unblock.
I checked his name on Twitter.
Is he mean?
You did?
Yeah, he's like a troll.
Oh, he is a troll?
Yeah, so he stays gone. Don't unblock him because you'll just end up blocking him again. Why waste the effort?
Someone tweeted me and asked me to tell you to unblock them. We don't have that power.
I got a simple rule for blocking. If you're an ass, I block you. It's really simple. And it's unpredictable, what's going to tweak me. But if you go Mikey Mush, right away you're out. All right, because that's disrespectful.
Well, and some people don't realize that sometimes it can be a barrage and you just don't feel like dealing.
Exactly. If you're going to take, go over the line, I don't need it. It gives me great joy to take you out of my life.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's what I do. You cross a certain line. Now, I can't define the line. I just know it when I see it. It's like pornography.
Exactly.
All right.
Sure.
Okay. So let's go Drew in Westchester. Drew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Drew.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's up, Drew? How you doing?
Good, man. We're talking about unblocking people. Actually, Natalie blocked me. I don't even know how long ago, and I actually don't even know what I said to be blocked.
No one cares.
See, a lot of people don't know what they said, but they knew exactly what they say at the moment they tweet.
Maybe. I think she was out at a bar commenting on somebody, and I said, you know, that's not nice or something. I don't know, but whatever.
You did more than that.
I wouldn't have been vulgar. I'd never be vulgar, Mike. Okay. Not at all.
All right.
But no, this is one of the reasons why I listen to your guys' show, and it's to learn things. And I didn't realize we didn't have practice today. And I'm all with you, Mike, dude. I think this is a huge conspiracy to try to hide something with Carson. I mean, we saw that last game that, I mean, something wasn't right. And I still think that that's the case. And what better way to, you know, to cover it up than to just say, oh, we're calling practice because, you know, everybody else is injured too. And, you know, why wouldn't we want these guys to get extra reps, you know, who may have to play in this week's game? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it looks to me logically. Now, I know he's got some convoluted reason for doing it that kind of makes sense, at least makes sense to Tyrone. But I'm a little more numbskulled. So it does make sense to me to not practice backups who may have to play on Sunday.
No, I'm with you 100%, Mark.
All right, man. General knowledge for you. 1980s movie co-stars.
Love it.
Tom Cruise. Meg Ryan. Now, again, some of these actresses, actors may not have major roles, but they did co-star together.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Tom Cruise. Meg Ryan. I just gave you the hint that should be able to get the movie.
Stupid. Yeah, that was Top Gun, right?
That is correct. Top Gun.
I don't like that he got that right.
Why?
Because he came on with the BS about Twitter with Natalie. So I was hoping he'd get it wrong.
Tyrone Lannister, back in fashion.
Yeah, you know, it is back. I'm in a mood today where I don't want people to get answers right.
You do.
Yeah, that's where I'm at today. Yeah, I want people to get it wrong. That's where I'm at.
All right, so what was Meg Ryan's famous quote? She was on the screen very little, but what was her famous line in Top Gun?
Was that thing about something and take me to heaven or whatever?
Goose, take me to bed or lose me forever.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, that was dumb, but yeah. That's when they're singing Great Balls of Fire.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm coming, honey, or something like that. He said, "It's when he had hair, Anthony Edwards."
Yeah,
a little bit of hair.
I'm looking forward to the sequel. We're getting closer now.
The Goose Man.
And next summer, Goose's son.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's a sequel. Goose's son is in it, and you know the little boy from there is now grown, and there's some interaction between.
Oh, really?
Maverick and Goose's son.
Oh, Mav is still the instructor?
Mav is a grown man.
Mav's at Top Gun?
Yeah, in the trailer,
it looks like. Top Gun for a really long time, man. Did he get a promotion?
Well, I think he's, I don't know the whole story. They show him on a motorcycle, they show him flying and doing real cool stuff, and then they show, I think the kid from Philly, the guy who's playing Goose's son is from Philly.
Really?
He's an actor from Philly. He's been in different stuff. The kids
Iceman's partner in that movie
is
the brother of a former Philadelphia Eagle.
Who?
Yeah, Slider.
Slider is the brother of who?
And Slider is the brother of Tim Rossovich.
Oh, yeah.
A linebacker who used to eat glass.
Oof.
What? Oof.
Yeah, he's like a maniac middle linebacker. When middle linebackers are maniacs. When middle linebackers meant something to the game.
They're really important.
Right. He couldn't play a lick, but he was like he would eat fire and chew glass. And like he had that wild man persona. And that's his brother, Rick Rossovich.
What the? He really ate glass? He's one of the guys that plays volleyball.
You're right, Slider. As the guy, he's sitting at the desk, and Maverick goes by and goes, "Slider, you stink."
Rewatch that movie tonight.
It's good. Rodriguez. All right, you'll be next. We got a break, Rodriguez. Mike Misnelli Show. It's 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, it's 247, Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5, The Fanatic, also NBC Sports Philly. And if you have the NBC Sports Philly app, and you should, then you just log into it. Interesting story by Ruben Frank on the website today on whether Eli Manning should be in the Hall of Fame. I'm not even sure that was a question. But when you look at the record, it's 500. 116 and 116?
Yeah.
500 record. Couple Super Bowls, yeah, but so many up and down years, a lot of interceptions, a lot of yards. So the story is making the case for him and the case against him, and then you can come to your own conclusion.
No, it's fine.
And I won't tell. Rube did come to the conclusion. I won't reveal it.
You know, nationally, I thought it was a no-brainer. The other two are getting in from that draft, Roethlisberger and Rivers. It is not. The younger voters, the after Peter King, that next generation of guys like Jeff McClain and those guys,
they would say no.
It's not a lock. It's not a lock. That doesn't mean that when they do that whole lobbying thing and people lobby in the room, that doesn't mean he won't get in. And maybe they all go in together. Who knows? Because who knows if Ben can even come back from this elbow? Who knows? But it's not a lock anymore. I thought it was a sure lock with the two Super Bowls and all that stuff. It's not a lock. There are apparently tons of new voters who say no.
Do you think he might have to go to Peyton Way and hook on with the team where he can look good for a year or two?
The tough part is, maybe. The problem is a lot of GMs apparently are down on him outside of Coughlin down in Jacksonville.
And they're not going to win.
Right. And they're not going to win. And they have Foles. They think Foles will be back this year, week 11. Right. So it puts him in a tough spot. And then the other part is that a lot of GMs are mad at the Giants because they think they should have cut him and saved the $17 million. If you were going to bench him after 2 weeks, why didn't you just cut him and save $17 million in cap space? Kind of doesn't make sense, does it?
Well, let me ask you this. Suppose, like, a quarterback from a contender goes down. Let's just say the Drew Brees thing
is more than 6 weeks.
Right.
And Bridgewater can't play in that scenario. They probably have to make a call. A conditional.
I mean, is he good enough to make that call? I mean, is it misguided to think he can help you?
Probably, but that doesn't mean somebody won't try. Remember, Andy Reid tried to talk Troy Aikman out of retirement.
Yeah.
And Troy Aikman said he thought about it. So absolutely somebody's going to make the call if a guy who's retired almost came back when McNabb got hurt. So, yeah, somebody will call.
Let's go Rodriguez in Middletown. What's up, Rodriguez?
Mike, ¿qué pasa, amigo, Mike?
Oh, how you doing, buddy?
Yo estoy bien, Mike. Nobody listens to me, Mike. Nobody listens to you. Everybody thinks I'm just being critical, Mike, but nobody listens to me.
You got a taint. You're a Foles guy. It taints you right out of the chute.
No, Mike. I knew there would be problems, Mike. But nobody wants to. Everybody want to be positive. I thought it would be problems, and there were problems. And, Mike, I agree with you, Mike, 100%. There is something, I think, you know, Wentz is banged up, and nobody wants to come out and make a controversy out of it because, you know, it's going to be a big deal. Somebody want to make a controversy out of you, Mike.
I don't know, man. This is the way I look at it with you. Demasiado dura para Wentz.
Hey, Mike, let me ask you a question.
What?
I was listening to Anthony earlier, Anthony Martinez, and they believe that the coach is using Nick Foles' playbook. In other words, they're using his offense and it's not working with Carson Wentz. Do you think there's some truth to that, Mike?
Well, I think that the statement was made like early in the game. They use those kind of plays, but I think it's a prudent way to do it because you're protecting Wentz. You're making it a safer way. I'm going to ask you a question. I want to get to the crux of your Wentz thing. Why are you so hard on Wentz?
No, I'm not so hard.
No, you are. You're hard on Wentz. I want to get to it. Come on, Rodriguez.
I've been an Eagles fan for 40 years, Mike.
That's not true.
But, no, Mike, it's what I see, Mike. I got to go with what I see.
Yeah, but I need to... I don't know. I need to get to the verdad, you know, the truth on what you really feel. The verdad of Wentz. There's something holding you back. It's the overall Foles love?
No, it's not that, Mike.
How's everyone doing?
It's just what I see, Mike. I got to go with what I see, Mike. I got to go with my heart.
I don't know. Hey, expuso.
See, Kyle.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later. I love when Rodriguez calls.
And I hate
it. All the Spanish that I remember in my brain out. Let's get to Chris and Williamstown. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Mike, I missed you, pal.
What's going on, Chris? How you doing?
Man, we got our Spanish lesson for the day, Rodriguez. Now let's get back to the Eagles. Let's do it.
I'm looking for the verdad, the truth.
So, Mike, you know, look, you were kind of hinted to the idea of this being load management that they're doing by not practicing. You know, I have a theory, and I know it's a long shot, but when I watch those guys' faces, I'm talking about Alshon and Deshaun, they look like two guys who were just perturbed about something that, you know, either they didn't talk about or we don't know about. Any possibility that's why they didn't try to trot them out there and keep trying to get them out there on the field on Sunday?
Well, if you've got a calf muscle, I mean, you can blow that, be out the whole season. So as soon as the doctors determine what it is, you can't send them out there. Apparently, Alshon wanted to get back out there. But again, a calf is really iffy.
I mean,
that's a long muscle. You know, you pull that baby, it's like a hamstring. It lasts for a long time.
And see, you know, with a stretch of two games, like, I really, really wanted to see them get out there because, yes, you hit the nail right on the head. If you do not get them out there, like, how'd that work out for us Sunday? You threw a bunch of guys out there who had hardly any time practicing, and how'd that work?
No, I mean, that's why I look at this as yeah, okay, you may be sending a message to the world, some guys are hurt and can't play, but you gotta get J.J. Arcega and Holland as many reps as you can, in my view. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Should you be getting those reps anyway?
No, the second team don't get the reps as the first team does. So if you're going to elevate them to the first team, they're going to get the reps.
But what I'm saying is you need to prepare them to the possibility of next man up mentality.
Yes.
Why do you not give them more reps in practice? You know, like that would prepare them better.
No, but you don't have the time to give the second team the reps. You have to get your game plan in with your first team. You can't be messing around with second team reps.
May I get a general knowledge, please?
Yes, you may. This is a 2010 movie stars, movie co-stars. So I'm going to give you two people that starred in a particular movie. You give me the movie. Natalie Portman and Mila Kunis.
You lost me already.
Oh, man. By the way, it was an Oscar winner.
The line from Top Gun, Mike, is show me the way home, baby.
Yeah, show me the way home, baby. Yeah, that was Top Gun. But how do you not get Black Swan?
I love that movie. And I don't like scary movies.
Yeah, it was well done.
It's creepy.
Black Swan's creepy, but yeah. It was very well done.
Darren
Aronofsky did it, right? Yeah. Is he the director?
Yeah, she married the ballerina guy who...
Who did? Natalie Portman did?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the one who like worked with her. Yeah, that's her husband now. They got kids and all that jazz.
Huh.
Yeah, married a ballerina dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good movie. Michael and Lehigh Valley will be next as we go into the 3 o'clock hour. It is General Knowledge Wednesday. Again, you're playing for a possible $500 gift card at Hooters. And also... Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer concert at the football field.
Baseball.
Back after this. About the baseball. Oh, it's at Citizens Bank Park? Yeah, sorry, my bad. It's at Citizens Bank Park where the Phillies used to play. Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.